I encourage everybody to look at the work of a journalist, an American journalist in Ukraine, who has been there for years and years and years and has done extraordinary work trying to uncover how Ukraine is at the center of this cult of globalists, how it is a center of money laundering, you know, for the oligarchs and their allies in the United States, how it is at the center of Russia collusion and that whole false narrative, how it was, you know, amazingly Ukrainian dossier, right, that Paul Manafort behind bars, Alexander Chalupa, the Democratic operative who was very active with Ukraine. No surprise that it was the Ukrainian ambassador who broke with diplomatic protocol and wrote that he would never, you know, Ukraine did not back Donald Trump in the 2016 election. Unsurprisingly, that Eric Carmella and what's the moron's name, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Boy, he's
he's rearing his ugly
right
head
there.
Again, too.
You know, yeah, he's the guy at the Ukrainian you know, sham impeachment trial that's supposed to be telling Donald Trump what his Ukrainian policy could be, and the man is obviously a spy. I mean, for crying in a bucket, people, wake up! Did anyone watch the TV series The Americans? You don't think it's extraordinary that just as we are reading all these fawning profiles about, you know, the amazing Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who just happens to have come from the Ukraine as a child and was found under a bridge with his twin brother when an American photographer appeared as they were sheltering from the rain and took photographs and then documented all of the significant moments in Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's life. I mean, for goodness sake, where is counterintelligence? There's a reason that man was escorted from the White House at the end of that theatrical trial that was meant to stop any journalists from looking at Ukraine any further, right? Because they put John Solomon's head on a stake and they tried to roast him, right? Because he was right. Because what he was reporting was true. Because the Open Society Foundation through the National Endowment for Democracy and all of these other fake NGOs that are nothing more than brown shirts and SS rolled into one were running their radical policy through the United States Embassy, through USAID, using our tax dollars to slit our own throats. Now they're covering their tracks in Ukraine, not just hiding all the evidence of, you know, John Kerry's son, Biden's son, Nancy Pelosi's son, Mitt Romney's son, by the way, who is as disgusting as the rest of them. Not only are they covering their tracks, hiding all the evidence of the involvement in Russia collusion, hiding the evidence of the bioweapons facilities that the US has been funding there. And yes, some of that was left over from the Soviet days. Some of that has been turning them from bioweapons facilities into public health facilities. But that again is not the whole truth. That is again not the whole story, right? So they're covering their tracks in Ukraine. They're hiding evidence. They're exploiting the Ukrainian people to do so. Nobody is trying to de-escalate. They've got this moron as a leader who is, you know, was an entertainer who was obviously selected because he's out there in stilettos and black leather pants doing spoof videos for Dancing with the Stars. And now we're all supposed to fawn at the altar of Zelensky, right? When he could be doing any number of things. There's all kinds of, you know, fake moments and heroes. I love how they have the ghost of Kiev, right? Who supposedly killed all these Russians. I mean, for crying in a bucket, wake up, people. Yes, there is real suffering in Ukraine. There's a real war going on, just as there was, you know, there were real issues that were being protested in the wake of George Floyd's death. But they're being exploited by evil, horrible people who want to rule over all of us and enslave us. And if you don't think that's true, you think that's a conspiracy theory, I got no time for you. I got no time for you. We are past the ninth mile. We're sitting at the gates of Auschwitz and we're arguing about whether the, you know, the smoke coming out of the ovens is climate change. Come on.
Exactly. Well, that's perfect, Laura. In fact, it's obvious that Laura Logan has no agenda but the truth.
Boom,
big time. Exactly.
That was that, ladies and gentlemen.
Perfect.
You've just survived tactical nukes dropped by Laura.